I'm talking to Rebecca Seidel at Audit Scotland about our latest report, Renewable Energy. Rebecca, could you just outline what the report's about?
We looked at action and investment by the public sector to develop renewable energy and what that has delivered to date. We focused on the Scottish Government, Scottish Enterprise and Highlands and Islands Enterprise.
And what have you found?
We found that the Scottish Government has a clear strategy for renewable energy, and that links with other policy areas, and it's made steady progress towards its targets so far. The public sector has spent over £209 million since 2002 on developing renewable energy, and funding will rise sharply over the next couple of years. But renewable energy projects are progressing more slowly than expected, and this is due to a number of issues such as the current economic climate and changes to UK energy policy. But what this means is that public bodies are experiencing delays in spending some of the money that's available for initiating and supporting renewable energy projects, and meeting the Scottish Government's goals for renewable energy will be challenging.
Okay, so on the one hand you say that the Scottish Government's made steady progress, but then you say meeting the targets is going to be challenging and that some projects have made slower progress than expected. So could you just explain what seems to be apparently conflicting messages there?
The Scottish Government has set ambitious targets for renewable energy to 2020, and it has made steady progress towards them so far. So, for example, over the last 10 years, the amount of our electricity that's generated from renewable sources has risen from 12% to 39%. And the Scottish Government always expected progress to accelerate over the next 7 years to 2020 as the renewable energy industry becomes more established and larger projects are built. But this will involve a significant increase in activity and investment from this point on. Development in the industry is reliant on private sector investment, but potential investors such as energy companies and banks are cautious about investing at the moment because of a range of issues. So, for example, the current financial climate, changes in UK energy policy, uncertainty around the reliability and cost of new renewable technologies, and issues around access to the national grid. And as a result, renewable energy projects are progressing more slowly than originally expected, and this will make achievement of the Scottish Government's targets by 2020 more challenging.
Okay, the Scottish Government has talked about renewable energy attracting £30 billion worth of investment and creating 40,000 jobs. But in your report, you're a bit critical of aspects of those two targets. I wonder if you could just explain what the issues are there.
Public sector funding for renewable energy is intended to attract private sector investment on a much larger scale, but we found that there's no national picture of total investment in the sector. Scottish Enterprise and Highlands and Islands Enterprise do monitor the amount of private sector investment in projects that they're individually funding, and we recommend that the Scottish Government collates and reports that information at a national level. And this will help the Scottish Government to start building a picture of how much investment the renewable energy industry is delivering. In terms of jobs, it's difficult to monitor the number of jobs in the renewable energy sector. Many of the industries and jobs that are associated with renewable energy also provide services to other sectors, such as oil and gas. So, for example, people who work as welders, specialist divers, environmental consultants, they're not necessarily just employed in the renewable energy industry. And so this makes it difficult to identify how many jobs the industry has created.
Okay, and just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
We make a number of recommendations in our report. In particular, we'd like to see the Scottish Government take a longer term view. And it can do this by estimating how much public sector funding may be needed to meet its objectives for renewable energy by 2020. And also by setting out how it aims to develop renewable energy beyond 2020. We recommend that the Scottish Government starts to report how much the private sector has invested in renewable energy projects that have received public funding. And we think that the Scottish Government should work with its partners to ensure that revised employment projections for the renewable energy sector are realistic.